Good morning, sir. What's your name?
My name is George Rosenberg.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, sir? George?
Yes, ma'am. My name is George Christopher Daniels.
Thank you, sir. All right. Mr. Quinones will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
George Christopher Daniels, Jr., 168-493.
Thank you, and good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your committee supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 16th, 2019. Is that correct, Mr. Diaz?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See an attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite end of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, Mr. Diaz, I need to swear you in. So, sir and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you.
I'm not sorry.
No, it's okay, sir. We have a protocol that we go through before we get into the hearing completely. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And do keep in mind that we have a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, we talk about it. But the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, Mr. Diaz?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from your warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the residential behavior modification program at Behavior Systems Southwest on or about November 9th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Diaz, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. I will now make that motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Diaz's admission. I move to find delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Diaz, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not to continue or revoke your supervision. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Diaz. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Diaz was released from ADC custody on 10-26-2018 and arrested on 12-13-2018 by Tucson Police Department. No new charges were noted. gets returned back to ADC custody on 12/13/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4/13/2019 with 34 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2000, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2014, aggravated assault, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2003 TIS release, completed 2 months. 2015 TIS release, absconded for 55 days, arrested, reached CSDD in custody. Disciplinary is minimal with assault with a weapon and threatening noted. Other arrest, 2000, resisting arrest, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2004, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, forgery, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2011, escape, third degree, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2014, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2015, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G5, V6.
Thank you. Mr. Turner, back to you. Mr. Diaz, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with your mother, Debbie, and Gamario at 1705 Mulligan Vista, Laurentia, Arizona. With you missing from community supervision for 34 days, where did you live after that?
I was staying in a hospital, and then I was on the streets. I was staying in a house.
I see.
I was trying to get into this place called Casa de Vida. Mm-hmm. And for my mental health and my addiction, which really had a lot to do with me, everything that was going on, not being on my meds. And either way, if I was to get out from this on my day, my end day, I'm going to be possibly there. And that's all I can do is the best I can. So I've had trouble a lot, and I've been working a lot since I've been back in prison. I've been working a lot with the Narcotics Anonymous program, AA, and taking my meds as prescribed because I'm SMI and I need to do that. So I was kind of out of contact with my meds and all that, and this cost of behavior program will help me stay on my meds. And I talked to the counselor there, the release planner, and she said she's going to try to get me to go straight from here, like from prison to Casa de Vida, which is Roth and Cheryl, and that's what I want to do. So I've been working hard on the meetings, and just doing the best I can to make plans for when I get out, so this don't happen yet. None of this stuff happens again.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. That sounds promising that you already have plans to seek treatment. I'll try not to get too much into your business, but are you being treated now with medication?
Yes.
Is it helping?
Yes.
Okay. When you're not on medication, does that have something to do with why you seem to have, you seem to get into fights, or have you been in a lot of fights?
Yes, I have been, and it seems, when I'm off my medication, I'm bipolar, I'm schizoaffective, I'm diagnosed, and it affects me a lot, being off my meds.
Well, thank you for sharing. We have programming notes that your alcohol drug score is 2, and you're not referred to programming, but your mental health score is 3, and you're encouraged to apply for access, which it sounds like you're doing, and I certainly commend you for that. We have sanctions notes that on November 4th, 2018, Debbie Camargo, your sponsor, contacted Parole Supervisor Barrett by phone and stated that you were cited for a misdemeanor DUI and transported to the hospital for Cornerstone Behavioral Health Center in Tucson. Is that the location you're talking about?
No, that was one of them. I was actually in a different hotel in both the location you're talking about, and I was also at this Malcolm General housing I was at that behavioral hot site, and I was at another one also.
Okay, there's also a note here that you used heroin. Did you get involved with heroin when you were on the street?
I've done before, and I'm listening to the thing I'm working on. Yes.
Is heroin something that you take when you're on the manic side?
Yes. It's something that helps me, I don't know if you call it self-medication,
And so, somewhere along the way, you broke off contact with a parole officer, so why did you decide to do that?
I called him and I asked him
under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, We'll come back to you shortly after deliberation with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Diaz as he seems to have had some ongoing struggles with behavioral health. I do appreciate that he is putting efforts into getting those issues under control, and it sounds like that he has a plan for seeking treatment upon his release. He only has a little more than 2 months left, and it's very hard to look past him absconding for 34 days. I'm not seeing him as a superintendent for returning to community supervision, but I do think he sounds, or it shows promise for turning the corner with his issues in just a few short weeks, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Moving on for the discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in Ward number 2018W3244, our discussion with Mr. Diaz, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Diaz was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed, or was about to lapse with the Lawyers of Company, inasmuch that he absconded for 34 days in which we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and he seems to have also relapsed into at least some drug use, and that is my motion.
Second. Okay.
Seconded by all Mr. Newell, be upon the honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Diaz, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about April 13, 2019, which is just a little more than 2 months away, just a matter of weeks. So we do encourage you to stick to your plan. It sounds like that you have a plan when you return to the community, and it sounds like that you're really ready to put this chapter of your life behind you and get some of these behavioral issues under control. So we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before this board, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you.